大家好。
Hello.
我是柯珍 Janet Sekel, 一名在英国大学工作的语言学教授。
And I'm Gigi, 郑行之。I'm also working for the same university in the UK as a lecturer in digital media. Thanks for listening to our Mandarin Chinese and English bilingual podcast talk show, Chicken to Duck Talk.
欢迎收听鸡同鸭讲。在收听的过程中，你可以随时打开 Apple Podcast 或 Spotify 中的文本字幕功能。
You can see the subtitles by using platforms such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
好，那吉吉，你住在英国多久？
I've been studying and working in UK on and off for 3 or 4 years, I guess.So yeah, I've been studying in London for 2 years and then go back to China to continue my practice as a lecturer for 2 years. And then now I'm come back to UK to continue my practice as a lecturer. Now I've been working in Bristol for one year now. How long have you been working in UK as well?
大概是20多年了。
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, 很久。
So have you been studying in other countries before you moved to UK?
我本来就是一个德国人
啊、oh, I see
然后我在德国长大也开始读书在大学读书但是然后我去丹麦留学
啊、
我在丹麦学习我的本科我的硕士
啊、
然后回到德国荷兰然后搬到
you mean in German and also Netherlands to study
对对、oh. 那在德国我回到德国的时候我就是一个博士生
Yes
然后我在荷兰工作就是博士后的
makes sense
的工作对
What you were studying when you were doing your PhD? Yes
那我在亚马逊工作
Amazon where? Is that Amazon, Amazon companies or?
不是吧
Okay,
不是
not Amazon company So where is Amazon then?
就是南美洲
Wow
在玻利维亚的亚马逊
You mean the Amazon forest?
对亚马逊森林里在那里我和一门少数民族的语言
Yes
学习他们的语法
Yeah
然后写一本语法书
Yes I'm still not very certain of what, if I'm going to pursue my PhD. I'm also not very certain of what I might be expecting to what I might be learning during my PhD. So yeah, so So one important question. Do you lose a lot of hair when you're doing your PhD?
大概就是这样的，对对对，压力特别的大。
Exactly.
但是、
yeah.
对，但是如果你做的就是你的爱好或者你特别的感兴趣的话题，
嗯、
没关系。
Yes.
所以呢，如果你对你的博士主题感兴趣的话，没关系。但是压力特别的大，所以我在写论文的时候。最后的一个部分都特别的辛苦。
Yes, it would be, yeah, I also like having trouble to design what kind of theme or what kind of topic I would like to focus on. When I'm having some casual chat with one of our colleagues, we have been talking about, confirming a PhD topic is more serious than having a marriage. Because you need to keep study about the topic for 6 years, so...It's maybe 3 years or maybe 6 years. So, yeah, if I need to continue to focus on one specific topic for 6 years, it would be, yeah, this is a huge decision for myself. So I'm still not very certain what kind of subject I would like to continue to focus on. So, yeah. Do you prefer teaching as a lecturer or still doing the PhD? If you have the decision now, what do you prefer?
我很喜欢教课、
yes.
我也很喜欢我的研究、
yes.
我现在的研究特别的有意思是因为我在看学习中文是怎么样的、嗯、你可以学习一门语言、
嗯、
你做什么呢、
yes.
所以呢我现在的研究我特别的喜欢但是我也喜欢教课、
嗯、
你呢你喜欢教课吗
Yeah, if I need to choose between PhD and lecturing, I would prefer lecturing at the moment. But it doesn't mean that lecturing is just like a relaxing job. It has its challenge, especially when I'm working as a lecturer in UK, because I need to teach using English. Hmm. So, which is kind of challenging for me.
Why? Because
of the language. Because I'm not using my own languages, because I'm a Mandarin Chinese and Cantonese speaker. So for me, teaching in English, it doesn't mean that I can't speak English. It just means that it's much more difficult for me to improvise.
我也记得我一开始搬到过英国，
yeah.
在这里教课
yes.
用英语教课教到、
yes.
不容易，不容易。
Yeah, exactly. It's very challenging. For the first few weeks, because I'm so anxious about if I make mistake during the lectures, so I actually like write all the script within my presentation slide in order to avoid to making mistake. But yeah, I didn't make any mistake, but also make the lecture very boring.
对对对，就是特别的无聊。
Yeah.
那你最尴尬的一个情况在英国教课是什么呢？
Yeah, one time when I was doing the presentation, because of the internet failed it, so because the entire topic, the entire subject is actually rely on this kind of internet videos, so.Even when I fully prepare all the teaching materials, so when something didn't actually work out, the entire presentation just collapsed. So I just feel directly just go into panic attack. And then, yeah, the students are quite actually understanding.
所以你给他们看视频吗？
No, I actually didn't just... This is the embarrassing part. This is, yeah, I just everyone just skip that part, just avoid it. This actually happened, so this is, yeah. So, but however, because all the teaching materials is already online on our online system, so if the student actually would like to learn about this kind of subject, they can also go to online as well. So yeah, most of the time when you are learning, you actually doesn't need to rely on the lecture anymore, because you can already learn online. So yeah. Mm.
有的时候没有信号或者是没有网络 的帮助，可能也很好 的情况、嗯、是因为你可以自己教你想教的，或者 和你的学生沟通，对吗？
Yeah. Throughout my experience of teaching in UK, I would understand that, yeah, I actually make a lot of mistakes. I've been like...fooling myself, fooling around is about, what is the fooling around mean? I think fooling around mean that I'm trying to do some stupid thing.
嗯，开玩笑或者是对。
Yes. 我在拿自己开玩笑。What I'm trying to mean is that, yeah, I'm trying to not be very serious. So, yeah, actually, most of the students are actually quite understandingof where my background come from. So yeah, they are actually quite understanding that even when I'm making mistake, they are very tolerant about me. So yeah, I'm quite grateful. Yeah, I assume that throughout your experience of teaching throughout your career for 20 years now, you also make a lot of mistake then.
当然的，当然的，但是是一般就是
yeah.
教课用一门不是你的母语的语言
yes
教课
yes
你必须知道你自己犯错或者
yes especially when we are talking about the podcast
对
we are just speaking not in our own language as a Chinese I'm speaking Chinglish and you as a GermanAnd you are speaking not your mother tongue as well.
对。
So yeah, we're just like, even for the show itself, Chicken to the Duck Dog, the title of our show is already making mistake. Our entire podcast is already talking about making mistake.
那是就是为什么我们在录音是个播客。
Exactly.
是因为 有道理。我在说汉语，我的汉语不那么好。
Yeah.
你正在说英语，那你弟弟英语比我的汉语更好，但是
<Thank you. 笑>
但是那我们犯错，我们在这里给你们看，或者是给你们听，有些教授或者大学老师也可以犯错，也说话的时候、
yeah.
说话的过程中也犯错，
yeah.
没关系。
Yeah, I guess we are expecting in the following episodes we are going to keep fooling, make a fool of ourselves in the future, and then you will be listening to us to make a mistake in the future. So this is all, this is actually about, the podcast is about then, I guess.
对，但是搬到别的国家就是这样的。
Yes.
有别的语言，你需要每天说别的语言。
Yes.
所以呢，你首先需要知道你一定会犯错。
Yes.
就是一定的，是不是？
I'm totally expecting that when you are coming to UK to study, your lecturers, you, me and Jeanette are also making a fool and making mistake together throughout this podcast. So, yeah, this is the purpose of the podcast.
Yeah, 但是没关系。
Yes.
但是在我们播客中我们也在讨论去英国或者是别的国家留学的、
yes.
经历。
Yes. Yeah, I assume in the following episodes, we will be talking about going to where to go to UK to play, where to have fun, how to cook food, what kind of language mistake we made. Or yeah, in the following episode, we might be talking about how we keep using the ta-ta-ta, the situation, the he, she, and they situation. So,
oh, 对对对，特别的有意思。
Yeah. Yes, so yeah, so this would be our plan for our podcast. I hope we can, looking forward to meet you in the following episode then.
对，那我们也会采访一些嘉宾。
Yes, yes.
留学生，来自中国的留学生。
Yes.
也别的嘉宾。
Yes.
可以给你们分享他们的经历，或者分享他们做什么呢？在这里做什么呢？
Yeah.
所以呢，就是我们给你们录音的播客。
Yes, we are looking forward to keep recording the episodes. Cool.
谢谢你们收听鸡同鸭讲。我们在播客中讨论的内容仅代表我们个人的观点。如果你们有一些关于留学方面的问题或新的想分享，请访问我们播客的网站 chickentoducktalk.com 来关注并参与讨论。
Thanks for listening to our podcast, where we talk about studying and working in the UK from our personal perspectives. You can visit our official website at chickentoducktalk.com to leave any questions or feedback. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Do subscribe to our channel if you like what we are doing. Thank you.